Time for the Loma Linda meeting nears. The time of the important meeting at Loma Linda was nearing, and Ellen White felt she should preserve her strength that she might work efficiently then. On Tuesday night, April 26, she received a vision concerning which she wrote to Clarence Chrysler at Elmshaven. She urged him to come to Loma Linda for the meeting. The Lord is opening matters to me. All who are connected with our schools as teachers are to understand what it means to learn from the highest source the requirements of God and then carry them out in sanctified, refined characters. We are not to follow the sentiments of the world and call this the higher education. God has been educating His people in the higher principles of education. Our principles are to be kept high and ennobling, sanctifying the receiver. The science of higher education means the grand work of sanctification. The vision seemed timely. In a few days, church leaders would be charting the course of the medical school that had been voted for the training of Adventist youth as physicians. The morning after the vision, she wrote to Elder Burden, in Loma Linda carrying the responsibility of the work. During the night of April 26, many things were opened before me. I was shown that now in a special sense we as a people are to be guided by divine instruction. Those fitting themselves for medical missionary work should fear to place themselves under the direction of worldly doctors, to imbibe their sentiments and peculiar prejudices, and to learn to express their ideas and views. They are not to depend for their influence upon worldly teachers. They should be looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The Lord has instructed us that in our institutions of education, we should ever be striving for the perfection of character to be found in the life of Christ, and in His instruction to His disciples. Having received our commission from the highest authority, we are to educate, educate, educate in the simplicity of Christ. Our aim must be to reach the highest standard in every feature of our work. Published in Medical Evangelist, 2nd quarter, 1910. The 6-page communication stressed high standards, and independence from men of the world and the spirit of the world. To physicians and teachers was to come a new understanding of the principles that must govern the medical work. An education is to be given that is altogether in harmony with the teachings of the Word of God. The instruction was balanced and cautious. Near its close she wrote, "A time will come when medical missionaries of other denominations will become jealous and envious of the influence exerted by Seventh-day Adventists who are working in these lines. They will feel that influence is being secured by our workers which they ought to have. We should have, in various places, men of extraordinary ability, who have obtained their diplomas in medical schools of the best reputation, who can stand before the world as fully qualified and legally recognized physicians. Let God-fearing men be wisely chosen to go through the training essential in order to obtain such qualifications. They should be prudent men who will remain true to the principles of the message. These should obtain the qualifications and the authority to conduct an educational work for our young men and our young women who desire to be trained for medical missionary work." The communication closed with this counsel. "Now, while the world is favorable toward the teaching of the health reform principles, moves should be made to secure for our own physicians the privilege of imparting medical instruction to our young people who would otherwise be led to attend the worldly medical colleges. The time will come when it will be more difficult than it now is to arrange for the training of our young people in medical missionary lines." This message was delivered just 10 days before the leading men of the church would meet to outline the course that should be followed in the developments at Loma Linda. In the meantime, the spring meeting of the General Conference Committee convened, and the far-reaching action of approval was taken on April 13. The minutes of that meeting read, "G.A. Irwin presented the instruction from Sister White regarding the establishment of a medical college at that place, Loma Linda, and the action of the Pacific Union Conference. G.A. Irwin moved that we accept the action and invitation of the Pacific Union regarding the Loma Linda Medical College, and that we appoint 2 members of the board of the proposed institution." W.C. White also spoke of the favorable conditions at Loma Linda for such a school.
General Conference Committee Minutes, April 13, 1910, see also DF5, Medical Practice and the Educational Program at Loma Linda, p. 93.
The whole matter was carefully considered, and before the day closed the approving action was taken. Resolved, that the General Conference unite with the Pacific Union Conference in establishing a medical school at Loma Linda, California. There was a financial provision for the new school in the amount of $1,000, and three men from the General Conference were appointed to serve as members of the Board of Control. As the matter was presented to the respective unions in North America, either constituencies or administrative committees gave their approval, and each appointed a member to the Board of Control.